RIP 97.9 salutes the veterans and their families who came to Wyndham this weekend for the Learn to Ski and Snowboard Festival, made possible by the Adaptive Sports Foundation and their many volunteers, and our hosts, Wyndham Mountain Resort.
All right, we're continuing here at Wyndham Mountain. It's the Adaptive Sports Foundation. The Warriors are out here, and here's one of the Warriors now. Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Sonia Wise.
Sonia Wise. And where are you from, Sonia?
I'm from Pennsylvania, the Harrisburg area.
Ah, the Harrisburg area. Hershey Park.
We live actually really close to Hershey Park.
Did you? As a matter of fact, it's one of my favorite places in all the world. What branch of the service are you from?
I was Army.
You were Army. What is your disability?
I had a back injury, a hip injury, and then some complications from the back injury led to a cerebral spinal fluid leak, led to some brain injury.
You out there on the slopes?
Yes, I was.
Are you a skier or a snowboarder?
I'm a skier. I don't live on the dark side.
Okay. All right. So anyway, but you look young enough to be a snowboarder.
Yes, I am young enough to be a snowboarder, but I'm a little old-fashioned. I come from the Poconos originally, so we embrace the old-fashioned classic skiing up there.
The Adaptive Sports Foundation adapts it to you. Were you, at first, when you were first diagnosed with all of this condition, were you a little depressed about it?
I was more than a little depressed about it. I used to run about 25 miles a week, and then when all this happened, I wasn't allowed to run at all, and I just thought, you know, I can't do anything. I can't do anything with my life. I gained a lot of weight. I mean, I gained about 30 pounds, which is a lot of weight, especially for a woman, and came here, and they showed me that there were still things that I could do with my life, and athletically. I was a very athletic person growing up and skied growing up. And I thought, you know, I can't ski. I can't do anything really with my life but sit in a chair.
And the Adaptive Sports Foundation helped you out of that?
Yes, very much. They showed me things I could do. And while we're here for the winter, they also have summer activities, kayaking and various things like that. So there's other activities out there for me that they're able to adapt for my injuries and things that they show me. I don't have to just sit on my couch all the time.
You strike me as an internally happy person.
Yes, I'm happy all the time. Yes, and now actually, so not here because it's about 6 hours from us, but I work with an adaptive program as a volunteer at a mountain near my home.
Oh, what's the name of the mountain?
Liberty Mountain. It's near Gettysburg.
So you're going to go down there and you're going to be a volunteer?
Yes, exactly. Not this year. I'm in law school this year, and so I have no time for anything.
Wow. You are a busy person, Sonia.
And I have a son and a husband and three dogs and a house and a fence and all the things.
So your husband must help a lot?
I'll say yes, because we're on the air.
Anyway, Sonia, thank you so much for being here, and keep up the good work, and enjoy talking to you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.